Okay, today I am talking to Jason Milgram, who's the CEO of Linkster. They have a new product that's coming out, I guess in the next week or so, called Monitor Grid. And let me pop that up on the screen right now. Monitor Grid is a server health monitoring service, and it uses Azure, and it uses Linkster on the back end for communications. So, Jason, tell me a little bit about this product.
Sure. Well, Monitor Grid, as you said, is for monitoring the health of your servers. And it runs on Windows Azure, and it uses SQL Azure, and it uses Linkster. Linkster is what provides the two-way communication between the cloud app and your servers. And it's a pretty cool tool, and it originated really because we ourselves were looking for a server monitoring solution that was just, you know, clean, easy interface to use. That was, you know, low cost, and not only allowed us to monitor the performance of the servers, but also to issue remote commands like a restart or a shutdown, and also upload files to them. So we built this, and we use it ourselves, and now it's available for anyone to start using. And you know, anyone can sign up. There's no credit card required, and your first two servers are always free.
All right. Well, let's take a quick look at this then. You built this. Did you start working on this at the Azure Incubation Week that we did?
We did. We went into Azure Incubation Week with some screenshots, and we knew what we wanted to do. And you know, we started tinkering with Windows Azure and SQL Azure then.
Okay, great. Well, let's take a look at this. So when you go to the website, you can do a sign up now. It says no credit card required, and I actually went through this and did it earlier today. But we're going to show your servers because you have a lot more interesting information on yours. But basically, it's a no-brainer for creating creating the account, and then basically you install a service on your machine that sends the information back to the Azure application and through Monitor Grid through the Linkster interface. And basically when you have that all set up, your machines all show up, you know, kind of on the list. So what we're looking at now, Jason, is the list of servers in the overview button. So tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. On the overview page, you get a snapshot of all your servers and their current health. Green is good. Red means, well, you should take a look at it. And on the overview page in the Navigator, you can click on any one of the servers listed or on any particular asset in the chart to get more details about that server or asset. Now, what you can also do on the overview page is select as many of those servers as you want and click the upload file button, and that allows you to upload files to those servers. And you can also issue a restart command or shutdown command if that's warranted.
Okay.
Now, in the Navigator, I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry about that. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, no. Well, in the Navigator, if you click on one of the servers, that opens up a server page. And on the server page, there's a performance, a storage, and a network activity dashboard.
Okay.
And in those charts, if you click on any one of them, it opens up an historical trends chart. And by default, it shows the last hour, but you can also show the last 8, 16, and 24 hours as well.
All right. Yeah, we're looking at the memory chart for that 001 server for physical memory right now. So, Okay, that's really interesting.
Right. So currently, I mean, we're using Monitor Grid on 9 servers in this count. We actually have a total of 30 virtual servers that we run, some in a rack in a data center that we have, and some, you know, cloud servers running on, you know, other people's cloud infrastructure. Now, on that server page, there's a couple tabs. There's the charts tab where you are, and then there's also a preferences tab. And preferences is what you'd click on to create the default folder for all files uploaded to that particular server. And if the folder that you entered there doesn't exist, it will actually be created for you on the server. Now, preferences is where you also select who gets alerts for that particular server. And you can indicate if they get an alert for just if the server is not responding, or if particular asset thresholds have been passed. And if you scroll down a little on that page, it lists out the different assets that are monitored on the server, and there's a slider there that you can move around to change that asset value.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And on the scheduled tab, you know, as IT folks, you know, we know that we bring down servers on purpose sometimes, usually for scheduled maintenance or just to do a quick restart. So scheduled is where you go to schedule that so you don't get unnecessary alerts. You can choose if it's an outage or if it's just a restart and pick the start date and time. On the date, it opens a calendar for you. And you can put those in so that you don't get unnecessary alerts.
Okay.
And there's a log section too, and that just keeps a history of files that have been uploaded through the service to your server, as well as any alerts that have been issued for it.
Oh, all right. So tell me a little bit about the actual communication that's going on. How is this all working?
Sure. Well, it's wired together with Linkster. Linkster takes care of the secure, reliable cloud messaging between your server and the cloud app on Azure. And it uses its point-to-point communication that all the data, the messages passed between the two are encrypted. And Linkster, it allows two-way communication in this circumstance. So, you know, right now we allow you to get data from the server and then upload files to the server and issue some remote commands. And in later versions, we'll be adding onto that functionality, taking advantage of the secure, reliable two-way communication. So perhaps allowing you to issue other types of commands, maybe the ability to start, stop, and restart all services running on those servers as well. You know, we'll listen to what customers of the app want.
So because you're using Linkster as the communication medium, you pretty much have this open to people who eventually, or you're going to be able to eventually do things like control these servers with remote devices and things like that also? Is that like a potential for the product?
Yeah, that's absolutely a potential. You know, with Linkster as the cloud messaging, you know, back in, integrating it with other systems can easily be done securely and reliably. So, yeah, there are probably a lot of interesting scenarios that we'll start collecting, or interesting requests that we'll start collecting from customers.
Yeah, and you sort of started this as a kind of a proof of concept project, didn't you? Or was it just something you guys needed?
Well, it was both. It was something that we needed because we have tools in place to do server monitoring. And unfortunately, there's this big gap in the market. It's server monitoring is a crowded space, but it's really not saturated. And that's because, you know, you have these very low-end tools, low-cost, that have kind of a limited amount of functionality. And then you have the very high-end tools, which can cost quite a bit. And we just needed something where, you know, allows us to do the health monitoring, but we also wanted that two-way communication, being able to upload files and send commands. So it started out as, well, we need this, and, you know, hey, let's build this on the cloud app on Azure so we don't have to worry about the infrastructure or the system administration of it. And it really grew into product as we started talking with people. They said, yeah, you know, if that's low cost, you know, we'd like to use that too. So it just really kind of grew from there.
Yeah, and so the first two servers are free. And then what's the pricing after that?
Oh, that's on the pricing page.
Oh, I can click on that, yeah.
Okay. So now, one interesting thing about this cloud app is that it can monitor servers across many different networks and domains. You're not limited to being on a particular network. So you can monitor servers that maybe are running in your office, some dedicated servers that you have in a data center, and some, you know, cloud servers as well.
Oh yeah, so that to me is really interesting. Is that basically you can be one of these really disconnected companies that uses many different servers and that kind of thing, and be able to kind of put all the information about those servers in one place to keep an eye on these things. which to me is like the ultimate in control of your virtual, you know, company or your virtual environments and things like that. So I think that's a fantastic kind of angle on the product for use and stuff like that. So I did pop up the pricing thing. It's all right there. It's very low cost, I think, if you've seen what some of these services cost. And so I think that's great. And then, so what about the future of the product? Where do you see this kind of going? I mean, you haven't even launched yet. But to me, there's a lot of potential here. What do you think?
Well, I think we'll definitely want to expand on taking advantage of the two-way communication and allowing us to issue, you know, not just us, but users of the product to issue, you know, other remote commands. So we'll, you know, we'll see what's of most interest to customers and start kind of prioritizing, you know, those updates.
Yeah, well, that sounds good. So let's go through URLs really quick. How do we get to Monitor Grid?
Monitorgrid.com, MONITORGRID, monitorgrid.com.
Okay, great. And Linkster is?
Linkster.com. Linkster.com.
Yeah, Linkster.com. One of the great things, I think, one of the things I really love about Linkster is just the ease of the messaging, you know, trying to program against your messaging stack. So that's something I encourage people to go take a look at as developers who need to do connection between, you know, a whole diverse range of kind of products and things like that. So, well, best of luck with Monitor Grid, and really looking forward to seeing how this product plays in the market.
All right. Thank you very much, Brian.
Okay. Thanks, Jason.
All right. Bye.